Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Wow, that's so fun.
Catch you guys up. Tori One is leg. Having some real breakfast struggles.
Tori can't figure out what to eat for breakfast. Because she doesn't like anything.
That's she only likes food. Warm, overnight.
Well, I don't like any quick things. I love going out for breakfast and eating like eggs and bacon and hash browns and all that, but like I can't have that every day. I don't want to cook that every day.
What about the muffin things you used to make?
They're never that good.
Oh, and like the little tin, like the egg white bites.
Again, no microwave. It just makes it a whole process to heat them up every day.
What about hard boiled eggs?
Oh. No.
Oh my god.
Hate them.
What about you like pre-mix omelet ingredients, you know, and separate them out in containers? And then so that way in the morning you just wake up and you just dump it in a hot pan that you've had on all night.
On ready, waiting.
That's the perfect temperature.
You could try the for like a year. It's been such a good habit of waking up 2 hours before I needed to leave for anything. I first go and make coffee and make that and sit and eat it and then go get ready. And I was in such a good routine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved.
No, you started watching Colleen Ballinger in the mornings.
No, that was part of it. Is I watched Colleen while I ate my oatmeal concoction that was full of chocolate, basically.
I love eating oatmeal like that. You know what's fun? You know how we used to like, you know, fry bananas in a pan with cinnamon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's good on oats. Still be better with chocolate, but it's good on oats.
I need the chocolate to mask the oat flavor.
I can't remember if this was at Christmas or over the summer, but Dad was like making his oatmeal at like 10 a.m., you know, how he does. And he was like, you know, sometimes I cut up a banana and put it in the oatmeal before I microwave it. So it gets all soft.
I was like,
you're disgusting. That's so gross.
That's what I do. I put my overnight oats in a bowl.
That's
and then
different.
I put almond butter, chocolate chips, and banana, sliced banana, and then microwave it.
Wait, but aren't overnight oats supposed to be cold? Isn't that the point of them being overnight?
I can't like eat cold oats.
But that's the... That's why you make them overnight.
No, I make them...
Sure, if you want them to be on the go, but I want them warm.
Yeah, I want to minimize the amount of time I have to be awake in the morning before I go to work. So I make it before, and then I can just wake up, pop it in the microwave.
Like, I tried, like, doing... Just cooking the oats in the microwave with this stuff, but it was too, like... Not, like, watery, but, like, it didn't thicken the oats. The overnight oats are thick, so it's like a pudding.
I see. I had more time to absorb the water. I see.
Yeah, yeah, so you don't have to cook it as long. Especially if you do like rolled oats as opposed to quick oats.
Ooh, I love a rolled oat. I like how it's crunchy.
They look the same.
They're not, but whatever.
The first time I tried to buy oats, I think I was buying them on the... like Kroger delivery, so I couldn't see them in person.
The first
like,
time.
Like, unroll, like, whole.
Yeah, those are yummy.
What do we do with it?
You just have to cook them for longer.
Like the steel cut?
I tried that.
Like, they don't cook for a minute.
I tried that. But I think grind them up and have oat flour.
Oh, that's good. So you could just make, like, put together ingredients for little oat flour muffins in the morning and heat them up and then you got a little hot muffin.
It's called baked oats.
Shut up. Not if you microwave them. They're not baked. Are they?
Well, people still call them baked.
Oh.
It's just quick baked oats. 5 minute baked oats. Okay. Are we ready for our summer recaps?
Sure.
Oldest first.
No, I don't want to go first.
What the freaking heck? Who do you think you are? Run around leaving scars.
Like me a job.
Okay, well, I'll go first then because it's just the most interesting.
Yeah, because when we left off at the end of season 2, Serena was leaving for Colombia the next day.
Speaking of season 2, The Summer I Turned Pretty season 2 came out this summer. And it was so bad and so good in so many ways. It was a lot like the second book, which is why it was so bad. But my opinion is, this is not my full recap, but my opinion is that TV show Belly is better than book Belly. That's kind of all I have to say.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, TV show Belly is a much better person. And, like, has more to her. Like, book Belly doesn't do anything. TV show Belly, like, is a swimmer, captain of volleyball team, like, is involved in her community, has lots of friends. And then book Belly literally does absolutely nothing except storm out the room and cry and run to the beach.
Who are you, like, granola?
And get drunk.
Get drunk.
I do like granola, McKenna. You're right.
Why don't you pour some little milk over granola. The granola, add some chocolate?
I can sometimes get away with yogurt, granola, and almond butter, and chocolate chips.
That's fine.
Sounds like you always need to have a backup bag of chocolate chips.
Yes.
I do. I just ran out of a large amount that Mom gave me at Christmas.
Nice. She gave you chocolate chips at Christmas?
She doesn't give us chocolate
chips. I made her give them to me. I said, Mom, I want dark chocolate chips. Give them to me.
Wow.
The speed at which milk chocolate chips disappear compared to dark chocolate chips in my kitchen is astounding. I only just finished a bag of dark chocolate chips because I made banana bread for my apartment. Otherwise, I could have had it for 2 more weeks, and that would have been a 5-week-old bag of chocolate chips, which is a long time. But for milk chocolate, that's gone in a week.
I used them up last night because I decided to make some of that puppy chow stuff.
Oh, just have that for breakfast. Pour some milk
over it. I kind of did this morning.
Yeah, pour some milk over it, eat it with yogurt. It's basically breakfast.
Pour some milk
over. It's cereal.
That defeats the purpose of the texture, you agree?
Not if you eat it fast.
That's not good for your digestive system.
It's probably worse not to eat anything.
Well, anyway, back to Serena Summer.
Oh, yeah. What did happen? I went to Colombia. Oh, that wasn't good. Colombia! And it was really fun. So I went for, like, a course for graduate students who study rivers. So there were a bunch of other grad students from across the U.S. and then like 10 Colombian students also. And it was a great time. It was a fun group of people. It's like a niche topic. So it was kind of cool to like know what people were talking about as they're talking about them, which is always fun. Because I feel like, you know, you go to like guest lecture seminars and you have no idea what they're talking about. So this was fun. We didn't get to practice a lot of field techniques like we kind of should have, but this was the first time they've ever done this course. So, you know, we were the guinea pigs for it and everything. And next year it'll be much better. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. It was just a lot of just sitting in a boat and looking at things, not like actually experiencing it. But we were in Medellin for most of the trip, which is called the City of Eternal Spring, because it's just the perfect temperature, perfect humidity.
Wait, that's what they call Guatemala.
God damn it.
Or like the land of eternal spring or something.
Okay, well, this is the City of Eternal Spring. Okay, it's not land. But it was really cool. We like went to the university there called AFIT, which was like where we had classes and everything. And it was very fun. We learned about rivers all day. We didn't get to explore the city itself much because we were busy, and you're not supposed to like travel during rush hour times because it's just like ridiculous to get anywhere. So we didn't really get to explore the city itself much, but we had a lot of good food, very fun people. We went down to like a small port town along the river, and that's where we did like our field training. And basically we took boats into the wetlands and we saw caimans and monkeys and all these fun things. And it was very pretty, lots of pretty birds. We went upstream to a waterfall one day. We got to swim in the watering hole of the waterfall, which I was like, oh my God, this is so Colombia. Yeah. And you got to jump off the waterfall. And oh my gosh. And then one of the people who was on the trip, side note, I knew his sister-in-law. We basically were in the taxi going to the hotel together the first night, like from the airport, and he went to this one school, and I was like, oh, like I went to a school near there, University of New Hampshire. And he was like, oh, my sister-in-law, she just graduated from there. Maybe you know her, but you know, you probably won't. I never know these people when people say that, you know? And he said her name, and I was about to be like, no, I don't know her. But then I stopped and I was like, yeah, I do know her. I lived right next to her my freshman year. And it was so, I was like, dude, I've seen your wedding photos. It was a beautiful ceremony. So that was very funny. What a coincidence that, like, of the 15 U.S. students that were going, we both happened to be studying the same things and, like, ended up in the taxi together instead of with the other many people. But anyway. But it was a good time. The port town was very fun. It was very, very humid. It was called Puerto Berrio. And the locals called us, like, the herd of white people. The herd of gringos. Because we always traveled together.
But there were 10 Colombians.
Yeah, but a lot of times the Colombian students, well, like the younger ones, they would just go off by themselves because, you know, it didn't matter to them. And some of the students had finals going on, so they were busy. But yeah, we were the herd of gringos in the town, which was funny. This one restaurant that was totally closed reopened when they saw us walk by. And that's where we ate that night. It was great. I had lots of Poco Chico and Sangre, which is codfish? Catfish? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I ate it. It was fried fish. And what else? Oh, the, like, locals who I call my TA and the main, like, Colombian professor, they were like, you only need 4 hours of sleep to do field work. You only need 4 hours of sleep. So they kept us out all night. All night at this, like, it was a bar, but they just gave us plastic chairs and we just made a big circle in the street because it was so late at night. And then we just stayed out dancing all night in the street while the bar played music for us. And it was so humid, like, just like sweat was just, it was happening. And I've lived in dry climates for so long, I forgot my hair frizzed when it was humid. And I was like, who is that? But I didn't do that every night, but I did that most nights. And most people did too. Like, it, you know, it was a part of the cultural experience of the whole trip. And, you know, we were taught lots of dances and everything that we were really bad at. And we got to watch other people dance really well. And I did get sick, but I don't think that's because of Colombia. I think that's because I was barely drinking water and I was out all night not getting enough sleep. And there was one day when just, like, everyone was asleep on the boat as we were going to a place where all just completely knocked out, which was very fun. Yeah, and then we went back to Medellin and had a few more days there before we flew home. And our TAs took us on, like, a night out in Medellin, which was very, very fun. It was so funny to, like, watch these people who are going to be, like, the top professionals in my field and however many years just, like, dance horribly but with their full heart. Like, just, they had an absolute blast. And so it was very fun, and we were out maybe, like, until 3 or 4, something like that. And then, yeah, we flew out the next day. But, and safety-wise, I mean, I always traveled with other people, and we avoided areas that people said were not safe. No problemo. But we also didn't get to explore much, too. So, but, yeah, just always travel in a group. But, yeah, Colombia was a great time, and I'm glad. Well, we have the TAs there who spoke English and Spanish, so, like, they helped mostly. But if you need to order food, that was on you, so I'm glad my food vocabulary was muy bueno. Because otherwise, it would have been hard.
Cerveza!
Cerveza! Oh, what's the Colombian beer was like? Oh, Club Colombia. Club Colombia. Oh, the food was so cheap, too. So cheap and so good. So good.
What was the best thing you ate?
Oh, probably actually our first day of boat trips, we went down to one of the wetlands, or Ciénagas in Espanol. And there was a community at, like, the mouth of the channel that connects the wetlands to the main channel. And I think they were, like, Las Bocas de los Barbacoas or something like that, which is the lips of Barbacoas, which is the Cienaga we were going into. And it's this very, very small fisher community. And they made us food there with like basically everything that they grew. And I think they like bought bulk rice or whatever from somewhere else. But it was like Boca Chica, which is this small fish that's like the main fish for the fisheries there. And they fried that, and we had that with yuca and fresh made juice that was yellow in color, because they just call juices the names of the color. Like Hugo Amarillo is just yellow juice made of yellow fruits. That's your only guess of what's in it. Or Hugo Rojo, which was very funny. I was like, what make it Rojo? We had like chocolate rice was one of the side dishes too. So it was really not like sweet or anything. It just
yeah, like a mole.
Sort like of. A mole. Yeah, it was very good. It was very simple, but good. And we were all like eating with our hands, and yeah, it was good.
Cool.
Yeah. And then after that, I guess that's when mom and dad came to visit me here in Montana, and we went to Yellowstone, and we went to Glacier, and we saw grizzly bears and black bears, lots of bison. And eventually mom and dad got tired of seeing bison, because you don't realize how abundant they are in Yellowstone. Like, you see them at first and you're like, and then you realize you start to see them everywhere. I mean, still very, very cool, but they do be everywhere. And then you like hope it's a grizzly bear, and then you're just like, it's a bison. And then Glacier was cool. We saw a moose. A bull moose. Very fun. And dad and I were on a hike when we saw it. Or we saw people like looking down in the water at something. And dad asked them what they were looking at. And they go, a moose. And dad goes, oh, a moose. A moose. And then mom wasn't with us. And we still had like a half mile left on the trail to go to the parking spot where mom was. And we did make mom hike, which I'll get back to. And so I was like, oh my God, should I go get mom? And dad was like, yeah. And then so I just like start running the trail and passing all these people. And I look crazy because I'm like,
go get my mommy.
Yeah. And I get mom. I surprise her at the car. And she's like, where's dad? And I was like, there's a moose. And I can't breathe. And so then we go and we sit down on a rock. And we're like watching a moose. And then this like kid walks by and we're like, hey, there's a moose. And then he got some badge for the Boy Scouts or whatever, I don't know, because he saw a moose. And so that was a lovely moment. We just sat and watched the moose for a while. It was just eating some vegetation in the water. Very fun. And it was very far from us too. We were like up on a hill and it was down. And we did make mom hike by accident. So there was like the Trail of the Cedars, which is just like a nice little boardwalk, like mile loop trail, nothing. And she was like, I'm down for it. She put on her hiking boots and we get started. And then there's an off trail that is pointing to, it's like Avalanche Lake is this way, 2 miles. And dad read that as like the round trip is 2 miles, but no, the total trip was 4 miles. And half the time you're going uphill. And mom hated it. And we get to the top and it's this beautiful alpine lake. Like the water is stunning and crystal clear, and it's surrounded by these sheer cliffs and it's gorgeous and you just want to swim in it. And mom comes up to me and she goes, not worth it. That was so good. I mean, it wasn't our intention to make her hike, but but she did great. She felt like she was slowing us down, but I was like, you're really not slowing us down. I always have to try and keep up with dad, and it's a struggle. So it's nice to go at this pace, actually, because dad will do it for you, but not for me.
So yes, we did make mom hike 5 miles. So she went from never ever hiking to hiking 5 miles up and down a mountain. It was very funny.
She hiked in Tasmania. She did that mile or half mile of trail.
Yeah. That's what she thought she was signing up for. That ended up not happening.
Well, how she went a little long was Jordan Pond in Maine? She did that. That took like 2 hours.
Well, probably 2 hours because someone peed their pants. And it's also
toddlers. That didn't slow us down. That set us up.
Yeah, we also were like 3 feet tall, so it's like we're a lot slower. And it's all flat. That was also 20 years ago. That's 20 years ago.
That's crazy.
But I thought she did good. Dad would like to do that with her again. I don't know if she would like that. She doesn't like hiking. She doesn't enjoy it. But who knows?
TikTok today fed me a nice glamping place in Dahlonega that maybe we could get Mom to camp at.
Well, they want to do, well, I don't know. I shouldn't say they. Dad wants to do like a big family trip either this coming summer or the next summer after, whatever. Probably in Asheville was his idea because it's more centrally located for like y'all. And it's a fun, cool place. So that could be something. But if there's a lot of us in cabin.
I was going to ask him if he wanted to go to hike a volcano with me.
When?
In
where?
April.
In where? Kampala. Oh my God. I mean, go free to ask him.
Where? And where?
Guatemala.
Okay. Neither of you know any freaking Spanish.
I do. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, not McKenna and Dad.
No, okay. In Guatemala, I had two conversations fully in Spanish. Did I understand every single word the other person was saying? No. But I got through it, and both of them were related to food. I was ordering food.
Yeah, the food ones make you feel good. Those are easy ones to get. Dad knows El Jefe and una cerveza. That's all he knows.
I got super proud of myself when we were in Switzerland and I understood French. Like the lady, we went in a place for lunch and she was just like, you know, are you eating here or something? And I was like, oui. Or no, I'm sorry. They say, way, way.
The food ones are the most important.
I checked out at a grocery store and I understood everything. And I don't think she even knew that I didn't speak French.
Well, she knew.
But I knew everything she was asking. But it didn't require much from me except yes and no.
It's been all summer and you still haven't fixed your name on Zoom.
It's Victoria.
I have changed it in the account settings multiple times and it never sticks. I don't know the problem.
Well, Victoria Butter. You like log into the meeting.
I'm too lazy.
Are you going to change your last name to Rhoda?
No.
Good. Because you earned your degree as Dr. Butler. Don't give Rhoda's the credit. Those points have to go for our name.
We need them.
We need them.
We're slacking. Like Mom's wedding hashtag, why the Butler crossed the Rhoda?
Is that what Mom created?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyway, have a lovely trip with Mom and Dad. Dad got drunk multiple times. Multiple, and he bought 8 cookies one night from like our local cookie shop. He bought 6. We were getting one each. And then he was like, there's a deal. You buy 6, you get 2 free. So then we ended up with 8. And then Mom said no dessert for the rest of the trip because we have all these cookies. But the only thing that's hard about traveling with Mom and Dad, besides the obvious, is that every morning.
What's the obvious?
Just like them. But but what's hard is they can't do anything unless they drink their coffee and their tea. And like Mom can't just like heat up water in a microwave. She like needs like hot tea water from a dispenser. And then she puts her own tea bag in the thing. And it's like, what? But then yeah, Dad, oh my God. Every new place we went, well, what time does the coffee shop open in the morning? It doesn't open till 7. Then we can't leave till 7. It's like, oh my God, just have coffee later. Buy some the day before and like heat it up in the microwave in the morning. I don't know. And it's also like you're in very like more remote areas, so the coffee is so much more expensive. But yeah, and then oh yeah, they were here for July 4th, just happened to be. I forget what we did. Oh, they went on like a brewery call, which was fun. And oh, I went to Seattle where I got to see Taylor Swift, and I caused an earthquake, and my outfit was really cute, and it was a good night. Her surprise songs were Message in a Bottle and Tied Together with a Smile, which were really good. It was a great show, and I really, really want to go again, but I've already had my shot, and now someone else deserves it.
Yeah.
Look, I expected one of my friends to end up not going, but she ended up pulling through. If she didn't come, then that ticket would have been for you.
Got waitlisted three times. Three separate occasions of ticket sales.
She's probably going to keep going. Like, she could do a round two and make just as much money.
But does she have would not.
Apparently, she was like, now I'm going to Mexico. And I'm also going to Miami and all these other places. And we're also doing a world tour. And I filmed a movie. Which is crazy because the concert only started in, what, February or March? And the movie's already ready and going out in October.
They only filmed a movie in LA.
One location. L.A.? Vegas?
No, it was L.A. It was those last couple nights when the camera people were on stage.
Really? My gosh. Like
the first two L.A. shows or something got filmed.
I didn't know that. I assumed.
Turn around.
I assumed that it was her first show in Vegas.
And I think that's why she sang Death by a Thousand Cuts for a second time. I think it was one of those shows. Sang it once, like, early.
Oh.
She messed up. Oh no, I messed up. I have to sing it again.
But Seattle itself was awesome. Well, we didn't stay in Seattle. We stayed in the suburbs north of it. But oh my gosh, it was so awesome. Like, I got there the first day with one of my best friends, Tabitha, and it was cool. We just kind of had like a chill night, got groceries for the Airbnb, watched The Summer of Jeopardy, and just had a good time. We had a cute Airbnb. Then we went the next day. I rented like a zip car through the app, and I got a zip car, picked up my friend Earl or Ireland from the airport at like 7 a.m. And then we drove to Olympic National Park. And then we're sitting at the visitor center looking at the maps. And we were like, why does that say Forks, Washington? And then we're like, oh my God, is this where they film fucking Twilight? And Earl's a big Twilight fan, big. And so we were like, okay, well, we like have to go there. And then we saw the push, and we're like, oh my God, we have to go there. And then basically that caused me to be in a Twilight spiral for the past few months. And I'm very happy. And so we just spent, we had a whole fun-filled Twilight day, and we watched the Twilight movies for the rest of that trip every night. So that was very fun. And going to the city was fun. We did the gum wall, and we went on ferries, and we, you know, went to Pike's Place Market. We went on like a Saturday morning, which was a bad idea because it was so, so, so busy, but it was still really cool to like look around, but you need a lot of time, but it was really fun. And we went to the San Juan Islands one day, which was like my favorite part. It was so cool. We just went to this one like really cute island, took a ferry there and just like drove all around. We saw seals. It was very cute. And yeah, Taylor Swift. And that was big stuff. Time. And in between all these trips, I was just in Missoula doing school stuff. But I went to mom and dad's for 2 weeks, which was fun. I didn't realize how many guests were going to be there when I was there. And so I was expecting to get more work done than I did, but I didn't. But it's fine. And yeah, it was a good time.
Have you started your last year yet?
Yes. In my second week of my last year of college ever. I have two classes and then I never have to take a college class again because I'm not getting a PhD. Fuck that. They can give me an honorary one when I'm 70. I don't care. And then, yeah, I should be done. Hopefully by next August, I will be defended and graduated and vamos.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Well, it takes so freaking long to write these things. I mean, I probably won't start writing until January.
I started writing and planning in December, and I defended end of March.
Holy crap. Well, we have different, we're on different programs.
Yeah. And like when I was in it, I was in it. But I also had like four other classes. We're three other classes.
Well, you only had a 1 year program.
Well, no, it was a 2 to 4 year different. Program that I did in 1 year.
Anyway.
McKenna.
Wendy. I was at Georgia Aquarium, Mammals and Birds team, which is split into two sub-teams. So I was with the penguins, sea otters, and the alcids, which are like cold water seabirds, like puffins. Oh, I loved it so much. It was a great internship. Their internships are paid now, which is unheard of in this field.
Were they paid when you did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it was lots of fun. I feel like I really got along well with everyone. They had me do like a shadow day at the end with the other sub team, which is beluga whales, harbor seals, and Asian small clawed otters. So I got to do so much with the belugas, I feel. It was so cool. And they had me like do a practice beluga interactive program before they bring them back. So I like got in the water with them. I just like stood on a ledge, but like I was in the water with them. So that was really cool. But yeah, I love that internship. They have like training modules. So you learn a lot more about like a theory behind training, and you can like apply that more to like what you see when they are training and ask like questions that are going to give you more valuable information than you would if you didn't take those modules. So I thought it was a really good internship program if you're interested in animal husbandry, whether it's with aquatic animals or not. Definitely recommend a Georgia Aquarium internship. It was a blast.
Hell yeah.
Penguins are great.
Except that bitch who bit you.
that's like the thing, like the one bad thing that happens to you, but everyone's like, you're not a real keeper or whatever, or trainer.
Unless you've been hurt.
Unless penguins drawn blood. I guess actually that kind of leads into... Right before my internship ended, I was offered a part-time position with the aquarium. So I'm now a part-time aquarist at their animal care facility. It didn't start till after my internship, so I got to see that all the way through. But yeah, I mean, I don't like being just part-time, but at least I have something permanent. I'm with, like, quarantine and rehabilitation animals. So everything from manatees, who were just released this morning. I had to get there at 4:30 a.m. I woke up at like 3 and I was like, oh, I'm actually okay. But yeah, I'm really liking that position so far. I didn't even say anything beyond the manatees. Come winter, they'll also get close on sea turtles, which is how I met one of the managers a year ago. And then like all kinds of fish, including like elasmobranchs. We have a hammerhead, Serena. We have a visually impaired hammerhead.
Oh, of course.
I mean, they already don't have the best vision with their eyes where they are.
No.
But we make sure he's okay. And make sure he'll be okay when he moves on site.
If he needs someone to adopt him. I have a bathtub.
They have, like, a long-tooth sawfish. Oh, my gosh. She is massive.
Ooh.
We have 3 bow-mouthed guitarfish. And they have the prettiest eyes. They have, like, a pupil. And they're, like... bright pale green kind of, and there's like a little white spot that always looks like a little anime glint or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I went down to Panama City when Serena was there. Yeah Did I impede your schoolwork?
No, I knew you were going.
Since it's been a few years since I've done scuba diving, I did like a little beginner scuba thing where you don't have to be scuba certified, and I did that with Dad. So we did a little scuba diving together, which was fun. And then I went down to visit Tori. Backtracking a little. I went down to visit Tori. Did Flower and Garden. It was fun.
Wasn't that in, like, April?
That was, like, in June. I did Flower and Garden twice.
Oh, right. You came back. That's right.
Yeah. And you went to the park with me in April. I went by myself in June. And then... since I had a little time between my internship and my new job, I used my Frontier All You Can Fly Pass to go to Guatemala. I already recorded a whole recap episode, so I won't get into a whole lot of detail here. But I went to Flores, which is a little like island on a lake, Entikal National Park, which is one of the largest ancient Mayan cities. So it's very cool, very fun. I've been doing Duolingo Portuguese for a long time. So I started Duolingo Spanish the week before, since I only booked it a week before I went. But yeah, it was fun, like, planning a trip in that short amount of time. Once I had planned a hotel and I had a solid grasp on what I would do for transportation on ground, I was like, okay, this is fine. So a lot of people only use Flores as, like, just, like, a place to spend the night real quick between, like, Tikal and the airport or whatever. But there's so much to do. I spent a whole day there, and I knew I would be able to. I went to an animal rescue center that has great accreditations, has so much support from international organizations, so I knew they treated their animals well. The animals you see are ones that have been deemed non-releasable and the ones still eligible for release. The public don't see them at all. So I thought that was really cool, too. But yeah, saw lots of cool animals. You can find out more in that podcast episode or in my YouTube video. The Flores Day is up on YouTube. I think our YouTube links are always in the description. But yeah, that was great. I loved both places. I went by myself. International solo female traveler. Woo! Bucket list! I felt really safe the whole time I was there, especially in Tikal, just because there's like a guarded gate to get in and out of the park. Although I'm sure there are other ways people could go through the jungle if they really wanted to. But yeah, that was really fun. Definitely recommend solo traveling. I knew I would enjoy it because even just the difference between going to a Disney park with others and going to a Disney park by yourself, it's just like so freeing because you're not like, oh, you have to go to the bathroom? Oh, you want to eat here? I don't know. You just don't have to think about pleasing others. And then this past weekend, I went to the 5 Seconds of Summer show in Atlanta, which they said at the show, Michael Clifford lives in Alpharetta now, which the show was in Alpharetta. And he's like, yeah, you guys can find me walking around like the Avalon with my daughter or something. And I was like, okay, why would you tell us that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Probably at least 80% of the people there probably live in North Metro Atlanta. Like,
absolutely. He should not have said that. Maybe he just thinks he's not that famous. That's awesome.
But yeah, it was a great show. The Dice Roll song was wrapped around your finger. That's fun. Do you know what the Dice Roll is, Serena?
No.
Halfway through their show or something, they'll take out a massive inflatable die. There's a different song on each side. So they like throw it out into the crowd. And like I think they give it 90 seconds in the crowd before it has to be back on stage. And, like, whatever is on top is the song they're going to perform next.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
So I originally bought the tickets, like, during the, like, Live Nation concert week or whatever, where they just had a bunch of, like, $25 tickets. So I just got lawn tickets, one for me, one for Ryan, which he said he liked them. And he didn't know their music before.
Fun.
And they made a joke about Five Sauce fans wearing black skinny jeans and Ryan was wearing black skinny jeans. And how they're like, that's so 2014. A few hours before the concert, I saw my best friend post a Snapchat story. She's like, on my way to the concert. And she was in Alpharetta. And I was like, what concert are you going to? She's like, I'm going to 5 Seconds of Summer. And I was like, me too. We're like, how do we not talk about
this? Beforehand, yeah.
Yeah, so we like said hi at the beginning. And then we had some other friends who also had lawn seats. She didn't have a lawn seat. I sat with my friends who had a lawn seats as well. Usually when I go to concerts, I do some screaming, but not a whole lot. But because I was with other girls who are friends, I was like... I'm surprised I did not. At one point, I had to find like a different register in my voice so I could keep screaming or something. But I'm surprised I didn't lose my voice or anything.
Yeah.
And then like Ryan bought me a shirt. So I have a nice long sleeve shirt.
Oh, nice.
Very cozy.
Perfect for that Georgia weather. Very nice. Very fun.
It's my summer. I don't think I missed anything.
I was texting one of my friends the other day and I don't know what we were talking about, but I was like, oh, I donate my body for science, you know, like I do that, sure. And he was like, that desperate for attention, huh?
I also got a new phone. I had my iPhone 7 Plus for over 6 years, which when I was talking with my best friend about that, I was like, I've had that phone longer than our friendship. She was like, oh my God. I have an iPhone 13 now.
Beautiful. Oh, nice case.
I like how you can do a rotating lock screen.
Oh, yeah. Although sometimes, you know, when you're just like holding your phone, it'll change on you. Because you don't realize you're like pressing down and changing it. But you'll just be like, oh, okay.
Constantly. That is my constant thing.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Okay. Oh, I haven't been feeling very well the past few days. So like took COVID tests, negative, whatever. But I've been wearing a mask. And like, I can't believe they never came up with a way for Face ID to still work with a mask on.
I thought they did.
Well, not on this phone. What are all these infrared pictures
being taken for? Because of your bangs.
Oh, yeah. But with your phone, it's always taking pictures of your face. And so it adjusts to your changes. So if you suddenly get glasses, it's not going to, like, at first it's not going to know you, probably. But over time, it will learn that, like, sometimes you look like that. So it should have learned. Anyway, I digress. Tori?
My summer has been boring.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I bought a house, but they knew that.
Still, you're renovating it.
Just been renovating all summer.
Yeah. You hadn't moved in yet by the time.
I think we were just about to move it.
Well, what did you have just this 2 weekends ago or whatever?
I did have a virtual bridal shower. Mm-hmm. I went up to my mom's in Panama City, and we did that and celebrated my birthday, which was fun. And in July, we did have a little staycation kind of thing at Disney World for one night.
Very.
It was very nice fast to get out of our construction zone of a house, even for one night.
Where did you stay?
Coronado.
Brief. Ooh, fun.
And we've had some visitors. Our niece came to stay with us for 2 weeks, and so we did SeaWorld with her and went to the beach.
And you...
We had a kind of a sad start to our summer, though. I lost one of my doggies, little Flinnie. And so that kind of put a damper on the whole summer.
He's still saying hi.
Or his porthole would say hi.
Yeah, his little booty hole. Little brown eye. I heard someone call it that the other day. That's so gross.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it. But
problem is his tail didn't hide his. It's just no. Out there.
It's just
his tail's crooked.
My ex-boyfriend, he you know, had his like family dogs, and he would tell them when they sat to like tuck their tail so it would cover their booty hole. Tuck your tail, sit on your tail. It's gross. What renovations has the house needed?
Everything. All the floors were this really ugly tile. So we tore all of that out and put down new floors. We painted all the walls. Painting's done. We tiled both bathrooms. We took a wall out and made our master bedroom bigger and made the bathroom bigger and all this stuff. We're going to do the kitchen eventually, but probably in the spring. And yeah, like a whole different house. We're slowly replacing everything. Lights, fans, outlets, plumbing. I installed a light by myself yesterday. I was just like, I'm sick of having a bathroom that doesn't have a light. And so I was like, I'm just going to do it. We've been literally using a bathroom for 2 months that had no light.
How'd you shower?
Well, I mean, it has a window for during the day.
Oh, okay.
But at night, we've been lighting lightsabers.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
Our night shower, you gotta do it by the light of a lightsaber. You brush your teeth if you gotta go potty after dark by the light of a lightsaber or your phone.
Oh, so.
June.
When you get up in the middle.
Why did not think that was a priority project? I don't know. We just kept living with it. Probably because it's not a problem during the day. You just get to the night. Oh, we should do this. And then forget again.
So it's like when you have to poop in the middle of the night, the force is with you. You made that joke
not
a lot, huh?
At all. Wow. Very much still a construction project, but we're dwindling down to smaller and smaller projects. But we do have boxes and stuff everywhere, and we haven't really hung anything on the walls yet. So it's time to start making it feel like a home.
Yeah. And you've just been wedding prepping all summer, too.
I don't really do.
I mean,
wedding
summer. Well, I have been.
Good.
I've been planning a party with McKenna and half the other people attending. So really, half the people who are going have been planning it. And Tori's kind of been planning it, too. So really, only three people are going in blind.
The last couple weeks, I've done more. I've done some Goodwill runs, got some flowers, like fake flowers. Yesterday, I had a really successful day. I found some shoes. And then I went to Target, and they had a denim jacket that fit me that was 50% off. And I was, like, thinking I want a denim jacket maybe for, like, the night of the wedding if it gets chilly. Mm. And it's one that's, like, not distressed. Because I was like, I have a denim jacket, but it's old. It's kind of dirty. It's, like, you know, got holes, like, on purpose. But, like, not very wedding-y. And so this one's, like, nice and cute. And it fit me. And it was 50% off. And I was like, okay, I'll get this. Because I was like, oh, I'll get one of those cute, like, Pinterest Etsy ones with, like, your name and pearls. And I was like, but I want to be able to wear it more.
Yeah.
Like, just, like,
to the wedding. Yeah.
So I got a new denim jacket and the shoes, and so I'm being a good little thrifty bride. I still have some vendors to book.
Like who? You booked Chipotle? That's the only thing that matters.
DJ? No, you can't. Chipotle.
They won't let you book.
You can only put in an order at Chipotle like 30 days ahead.
Okay.
So we just have to hope and pray.
So on Christmas Eve, you're going to book Chipotle. Oh, no, that doesn't work. January 24th, mom's birthday. Remember to book Chipotle.
But before then, I will call them just to be like, hey, you will do this right. But
Yeah.
And you have to call and ask no utensils.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I can put that on the order form or something.
No, remember, I told you, I looked through the FAQ and everything. What everyone said online.
Okay. DJ and hair and makeup and like bartender, like, so I got this guy, like, I reached out to my venue and was like, hey, do you have ready recommendations for bartender? And she just like was like, oh yes, this guy, and gave me his phone number, and I was texting, and I think it's very under the table.
Oh,
I mean, he has like the insurance like that you're supposed to have, but like, I don't think he has, like, actual business. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been told the name of it, if he does.
And yeah, it's just, like, his side gig.
He was like, yeah, I'll do it for $200 up front and then $300 on the day. Okay, that's pretty cheap for everything I'm seeing. I was like, okay, how do we, like, move forward? You know, like, usually they have you sign a contract or something. He's like, oh, I'm already planning to be there. Just send me a wedding invitation.
I love this guy.
I'm like, I love it, but like, you are gonna be there.
If not, I'll step in, Tori.
Yeah, that'll be McKenna's backup duty.
Oh god.
Maid of the bar.
But I mean, like, our venue recommended him, so I have a feeling maybe he's just like a friend of the venue.
Yeah, and like, if he backs out, how likely are they to recommend him in the future?
Right. So I think it'd be fine, but just kind of like,
Seems too easy.
And like, I can't taste his drinks ahead. And like, he said I'll make his signature cocktails, but I can't like taste them. Hopefully they're good.
That is awesome.
So I think I'm a bartender. I haven't paid him the deposit. I kind of forgot. But yeah, hair and makeup though. I had it all written out, priced out from this place. And then they quoted me so much more. And I was like, I don't want to pay you Mm-hmm. The phone was like $1,800.
For like the wedding party that would go, or?
For everyone who has said they want hair and or makeup. Gosh. Which is six girls in the wedding party, plus Sophia and Scarlett, I think it's getting her hair done. And Kevin's mom wants both done. And our mom wants makeup done.
Oh my gosh.
Plus bride.
They probably give you extra attention. They probably make all of us look bad on purpose. So
$100 more extra attention. And plus you have to do a trial. And like, I know I need to do a trial. At least for makeup. Like maybe I could skip on the hair trial. But like, I want to make sure that I'm not going to look cakey. Or it's not going to dry off. Or it's not going to be like peeling on my face. Like make sure we use proper stuff that works for me.
Yeah.
And so I know I would need the makeup trial. But they charge like over $100 for the trial.
That's a lot.
Like, I get it, but like, for what? Because originally I had done the math and I came out with like $1,200, but it didn't include a few of the services because I'm not going to pay for anyone to get their makeup done.
So are you going to look for another place?
And this place charges $20 more for long hair, and they count it as any hair below the bra line. I don't even feel like that's long, but it's not like that long, like unreasonably hard.
Yeah.
I would say like past elbows or something maybe, but.
Just don't wear a bra. How are they going to touch that?
Like mine does not, but like definitely McKenna and I think Megan and I think Anna. So like, I won't pay $20 for three people, and maybe yours hair. I don't even know, Serena.
Mine, yeah.
By February, it'll be longer. And, like, mine might even be longer, long enough by February. Like,
you think long hair would be easier?
$4 it's for like, all those people? Yeah. Exactly. I think maybe it would depend on what style they want. Like, if they just want a half-up thing, I don't feel like long hair makes a difference. If they want, like, a full, like, fancy curled updo where they're curling everything and pinning everything individually. But, like, I've never encountered that. And I had long hair for Megan's wedding. And they did not charge me extra.
Do you think you're going to look for another place then?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of people. They said they have to bring three stylists. And I was like, I'm pretty sure on your website, it says I could use two for the amount of people I have. So it was like a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 10. And total services would be 14 for us. I was like, that's two people. Unless they can't do, like, one person can't do hair and makeup.
Yeah. Well, just spend, you know, one day looking around, calling places, saying, this place quoted me $1,800. Do better. Don't be afraid to do that. You're never going to run into these people ever again.
The venue recommended this other lady that I texted, and I was like, you know, I don't, like, love her pictures of stuff, but, like, I'll just use her, whatever. She's doing a good rate. And she's been to this venue, like, it's fine. But then she's like, oh, my makeup person's not available that day, though. So, but here's this other person that could come to do makeup. And I was like, okay, kind of annoying that, like, it would be two separate companies, but, like, whatever, it doesn't change that much. But then I look on this person's Instagram, and, like, not my vibe at all. And not, like, the foundation choices she was making, even in her pictures, which should be her best look. I was like,
oh no,
I can't use this person. I can't.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just going to like ghost that lady. I don't know.
Just say, I want a different route. Not interested anymore. Sorry.
My fiance and I broke up.
Why is this so hard?
Say, we canceled the engagement. We've ended the engagement.
We decided to elope and canceled our ceremony.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm pretty sure she knows our venue person.
You've gone all natural and will not be wearing makeup.
I mean, I'm considering it. So nothing. Yeah. Do our own hair. Freaking whatever. But I don't want that. I want my hair done. Otherwise, mom's going to be like, I'll do everyone's hair. Like, you don't have time for that.
We all get Dyson air wrapped like Farrah Fawcett hair.
Oh my God.
It comes down to it. So, we'll look like mom at her wedding.
And then I wanted a coffee cart.
Oh, a coffee cart! That'd be so fun. Just get like a keg of cold brew. Is that how that works?
Get some Dunkin' boxes.
No.
Have a coffee cart in mind.
And you know a guy?
It would be like $850. Minimum, like, $600. It depends how many people show up to our wedding. But, I mean, that's the thing. Everything in weddings starts at $1,000. You can't get away with spending less. And it's just annoying. So, like, $850, it's not terrible, considering it includes, like, them for, like, 2 hours, as much drinks as you want. And they're bringing an espresso machine, so, like, full service, they'll make signature lattes, whatever. But still, to me, I'm like $850 for cocktail hour, basically. But at the same time, I'm not buying any food for cocktail hour at this point. I'll put out the chips and salsa. But, like, you know, I'm not like spending money.
Ask mom to make buffalo chicken dip. We just have a bunch of crock pots.
We're not giving mom more tasks.
Oh, that's true.
Or any tasks.
That's true.
I already told Megan her job is to keep an eye on mom. Because mom is going to try to be running around doing a million things. Mom does think she's making food in a crock pot for the reception when we're having plenty of food.
So what do? We hide our crock pots? We'll hide our crock pots. We'll take them to Nana's. We'll store them on that shelf thing above her door. No one will know. All the crock pots we can find. All the casserole dishes, everything.
Mom, like, there's so many things, and mom's just like, we can do that. We can do that. I'm like, when do you think we're going to have time to do all this?
Yeah. And actually see our family.
The wedding.
Yeah. And actually hang out with family.
Spend time to hang out and, like, chill while we get ready. Like,
she doesn't care about her having a good time. She cares about the guests. Which is nice, but not the point.
That's the thing, though. She don't care about me having a good time. She cares about the guests more than the bride. Just like always.
She don't care about me having a good time.
She'd put me at the kids' table if she could.
The guests would have a better view if they sat up there.
You know it. Oh my gosh, what she thinks we're gonna have all this time and do all these things and like go get food and like go pick up the cake and go get the flowers and do it all ourselves and set everything up and make food. And she wants to make this whole freaking like breakfast bar in the morning for everyone. And we're like, when are you gonna do all this? So I told her to get to control her, to keep her in the bridal suite unless she is desperately needed elsewhere.
Yeah, how do we keep mom in there? We should give her edibles in the morning. Calm her down. She bought a bunch when she was here.
What was that?
And, like, was taking them at night. My roommates. And their friends.
Anyway, that was our summer recap. And sorry we trailed off. And hopefully we will get back on track now and make some cool episodes for you guys. And yeah.
Guatemala episode next.
Summer 2023.
And I'm sure we'll have bachelorette stuff coming up soon that we'll share.
In a month. Mm-hmm. Potty, potty, potty.
Wedding season and holidays and the new year.
Fun times. All right, rock and roll. Hasta la vista, baby. Bye.
Buenas noches.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.